all NBA. For all NBA Warriors, you are now tuned into Golden Spaces with Nat, Justin, and Karima.
What up? It's Golden Spaces, an Odyssey original podcast. I'm your girl, Nat. That's your girl, Karima. We are here after the Dubs got the win over the Rockets, who were talking a little bit too much before this matchup. And you know what happens when you talk too much and when you do the most against the Warriors? They're going to make you pay. They're going to make you regret it. And you would think, Karima, because the Warriors own the Rockets anyway, right? Yeah. You would think that Tari Eason would know better. But he wanted to go on Instagram and he wanted to troll and he wanted to replicate the Warriors movie, the infamous Warriors scene from so long ago. So yeah, the Warriors came out to play, baby. They came out to play. And you now, sir, are getting trolled. That is what's happening up and down my TL, Karima.
Yes.
Darling, how are you doing after this fine Warriors win?
I'm doing fantastic, but first things first, welcome back, Nat. It's been a minute. We've all missed you. So, you know, just welcome back. Hugs all around. Yeah, yeah. And look, we get this win, okay? For you, Nat. For you. All right? Yeah. We're keeping this winning streak alive. I love it. And look, wire to wire, what
with hella turnovers,
20 I think we had, just insane.
And hella turnovers.
We know one of the biggest culprits in that, Lil Chris, as I call him.
Lil Chris. Is that what we call him?
That's what I call him when he's getting on my nerves. So yeah,
they had 18 turnovers.
Should have been 20. No, let me stop. That was horrendous. Horrendous.
Should have been a closer game. The fact that they had 18 turnovers and it was a blowout is actually remarkable and actually embarrassing for the Rockets.
Yeah.
As we said, the Warriors, you know, honestly, I never thought the Rockets were ever going to overtake the Warriors. The Warriors had the tie break. I looked at their schedule. I knew that they had some games coming up that they were about to lose. I don't remember who. Someone said something on the TL, and I said, oh, they about to lose. I want to say they about to drop the next three games, which would have been us. It would have been Mavericks, whoever else they lost to, and then us. But I was like, you know what, let me not jinx it. But I was just like, I did say they're about to lose, so... You know,
I think I remember seeing that and I was just like, okay, so far, so good, because they've been losing.
Yeah, no, I saw it because I looked at their schedule and their last win was versus the Jazz. They had a 1-point win. So that was still their win streak. But then I saw they were playing the Mavs, the Timberwolves, and the Warriors. And I'm like, oh, they're about to start losing. And then they have the Heat tomorrow. They could very well lose that game. And then they have the Mavericks again. And then the Orlando Magic. I was like, yeah, they're about to start dropping some games. So, yeah. So I felt pretty confident with that. And, you know, here we are. So I feel that whatever little stress there was about whether or not the Warriors would make the play-in, I think we're past that, right? We've moved past that.
Yeah.
And now we're here and just seeing, like, are they going to move at all out of the 10th spot? We can talk about this game, but it really was a blowout. I guess, you know, what are some of the notable things? Go ahead.
Well, I think most notable is that the Splash Brothers got started early on looking for their shots and everything and got it really going. Klay straight out the gate was just on fire, but that's generally Klay in Houston. So this was like a vintage Klay like situation here, but he started out hot. Stephen was picking that right up as well. Like, he was looking for his shot early on. There was no, all right, let me take a back seat here. Let me get everyone else fed. Nope. Stephen and Clay out the gate, got it popping. You had many contributions from Wiggins. And again, the turn up on defense, that's really what has been solid. So, and TJD.
That turn up on defense had a lot to do with that Draymond Green and Trace lineup together.
Exactly. And Trace with, you know, season high 20-point game for him. So that, like, those are the stars on the offensive side there. But then defense collectively was just, wow.
Trace Jackson Davis, a plus 20 tonight. Steph Curry, a team high, plus 29. So, ha, to all you crazy Warriors fans who was going crazy about his game the other night. Wiggs, a plus 22. Oh, plus 22 for 22.
Okay.
Draymond, a plus 26. Clay, plus 20. So the starting lineup got it done today, but the bench was good too.
Yeah. Aside from little Chris deciding he wants to turn it over, he wants to throw some whack lobs. Like, it was, I actually wanted him out of the game because he was
annoying. He had 3 turnovers tonight. So did the Splash Bros.
But his turnovers, it was, oh gosh. And also running down the shot clock. Like, dude, you're not doing anything, and now you're just throwing up garbage. Just that's a turnover to me, because you've pounded the ball so much, you're running around doing nothing, and then, oh, now you look up, and now you have to just throw up something in hopes it hits the rim. So those are turnovers to me. So he had more than three in my eyes.
Gotcha. Okay. Well.
But I'm glad we won.
Seems like Kerr is leaning towards not starting Kuminga when he comes back.
Yeah.
What do we think about that?
I think that's probably the best idea. The starting lineup is actually really flowing now, and you need Clay out there for that spacing when you have TJD. And TJD, I think, needs to continue to start alongside Draymond. That just gives Draymond really a lot of help to allow him to roam freely on defense and things like that. And it just opens things up to me. And listen, like we say, it's not about if you're starting or whatever. Kuminga's going to get in there. He's going to get in there. And certain matchups, he'll probably really like rack up some minutes depending on the matchups. But I think we stick with what's rolling right now. Yeah, he happens to be out this many games, but we're on this streak. I'm kind of like, let's not rock the boat. Let's keep it moving. Until, hey, do we really need this switch? That's my thoughts. I just think things are just really clicking. The Splash Bros, you know, like, we're coming together at the right time.
Really clicking with Steph coming off the bench, would you say let's keep it like that?
Well, Stephen Curry is completely different.
I'm just saying, like, the notion, I think for now I'm okay with them keeping this lineup. I think it's unfortunate that Kuminga gets hurt and he loses his starting spot. And you have to always wonder, of course, how that's going to impact him. Like, yeah, the relationship seems to be better right now, but you have to imagine, it's like, I worked this hard. I'm playing well. Finally, you know, I'm in the starting lineup, and then I get a little tendonitis and I lose my starting spot. To me, it's not really a a Wiggins. I mean, it's not really to me a
Klay versus Kuminga situation.
Yeah, not even Klay. Kuminga versus Trace. Right. I think Trace should have always been in the lineup, so I was advocating for that already. It's really is it a Kuminga or Wiggs, right? Wiggs. Like that's really what it is, because I also think Klay needs to remain in the starting lineup for spacing. And so I don't know if I really think that Andrew spaces more than Kuminga, right? So, but Andrew's been playing well. And so the question is Andrew playing well a better option than Kuminga?
Well,
probably.
Oh, go ahead.
Probably is the answer. I think so. But who's consistently going to play more well for you? Who's, you know, and again, I don't know. Like, I think that we haven't really seen Kuminga coming off the bench in a while. So my concern is with Chris Paul, because of how he sort of used to, granted, Dario's not out there anymore, so he has to pay attention to Kuminga, but he sort of used to turn Kuminga into a spot-up shooter. You know, he's also much more methodical, and, you know, as you mentioned, he dribbles the ball a lot. You know, you take Trace away from Chris Paul, so that takes away his lob threat. Not saying that they'll never play minutes together, but
right.
You take him away. So it's like, okay, who, like, will he utilize? I mean, Kuminga on some level can be a lob threat. So it's really, I want to just see like how Chris Paul is going to utilize him, you know, because I didn't really think before it was the greatest, you know, but that was at this point eons ago.
Right.
And the lineups are so different. So I'm not, everyone knows I'm a huge Andrew Wiggins fan. So this is not a me hating on Wiggs, you know, when all of y'all was talking about my guy, I was calling y'all out. You included, Justin. So everyone knows that, like, I am pro Andrew, but I also feel for Kuminga because I'm very pro Kuminga too. You have to decide between one of the two of them, but you know, and obviously he's still going to get a lot of minutes, but he's the younger player. Wiggs is still young, but Kuminga's the younger player. You're thinking about him more as a foundational piece going forward. And you just, there's politics around this, you know, there just is at the end of the day. So it'll be interesting to see. Hopefully right now it'll just sort of be a thing where it's just like, everyone's locked in and trying to win.
Right.
But I think it's something to pay attention to, you know, I think it's something to pay attention to.
Yeah. I think for, yes, Kuminga's the younger one, but also Wiggins also has stepped up his defensive play. And that's where Kuminga kind of lacks that, to where you want to go with Andrew a bit more to, you know, get us going or whatever. But again, easy to kind of like swap in, swap out type of situation. I think with the whole tendonitis, you can kind of just like, for right now, it's like, hey, we're going to ease you back into to the lineup. Kind of like that can be just a little coaxer right there until they figure something out. But it is a tough thing to have to try to figure out now, because it's just like, we're cooking. And then it's just like, oh, now like this switches up everything in the second unit, like all of these moving parts. And it's just like, oh, as soon as we get something, then it's this other thing that's creeping in. But like you said, we go back to, hey, for the good of the team, we want to win. We're all locked in together and we'll figure this out together. We're going to, you know, we're going to get in when it's my turn. to get in there, I'm going to be putting out 110% effort. Like, I don't care. If I'm not in the starting lineup, I don't care, because I'm getting in there at the 3-minute mark. What? As soon as 3 minutes is played in the first, I'm getting in. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, we're just going to keep it moving because we're trying to win, because we're trying to move up in the standings. We're not really trying to sit at 10. If we could just creep up a little bit more, that is our goal.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. But let's just wrap up the discussion on the game and the team. I mean, you know, it is what it is. I hope we're going to continue to see Moses Moody in the lineup. I hope that's like a definite now. Like, the rotation is 10 guys. It isn't 9, it's 10. And the only person who should come out of it once Kuminga's back is Looney.
Right. Yes.
Right. I mean, with Dre and Trace playing together, you might have to play Looney some in the second half. But what I'm saying is, at that point, it's 10. And then to include Moses, it's 11. And but you need to play Moses.
Right.
You need to play him. I feel like, especially his shot is back now.
Mm-hmm.
His shot is falling.
Much improved on defense. I mean, he always was good on defense, but you see it's much improved, and they are putting him on, no, you got to get on this dude. Like, nope, Moses, you're taking this guy. So it's a conscious effort of, nah, he's going to work better on this guy, because we need that. He's got the length and everything.
I mean, you need him.
You do. Yes.
So, I feel like it needs to be a thing where it's like, is Gary better for this matchup? Is Moses better? But I think in many instances, Moses is going to be your better option. Even though Gary can be really disruptive, just Moses can do more. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Gary's a little less impactful than he used to be.
Yes, but in these last few games, you can see he's getting it back. He did have some, you know, issues trying to guard Luka or whatever, but that's when they made the switch and was like, Moses got to be on.
But he also, it's just been like, when
fouls. Yeah. He's been doing that. Yeah, that it's just like, Gary, get it together, dude. But I just think, you know, he's coming off of the injury, he's older, but now I feel like he's really trying to, like, he's getting his legs back. Like, this was a better game from him.
Yeah, for sure. So it should be, to me, it's 10, but because Trace is playing with Dre, you probably have to play Loon just so you have some kind of big.
Right.
But Loon's minutes need to be limited. And I think you need to, you know, unless a team really has like a really, like a big with their second lineup that's so devastating, I think you just play smaller and you lean into, you know, Kuminga.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll have Moody out there. As we can see, Pods is fine coming off the bench. He's still impactful, which I always thought he would be. Because the other thing, too, is if you're having, like, Chris Paul, Pods, and Gary, that's a really small lineup. So it's, to me, also why you need to have Moody and Kuminga.
Moody, yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, I just don't want to see Kuminga's back, and so Moody falls back out of the rotation.
Right, like, right.
Stop it. Just stop it.
For sure. I mean, listen, I think probably behind the scenes, I feel like some of the players have been really like, he's got to get in there. Like, dude is coming off screens and throwing up the shot. I tweeted out earlier that he's doing his best Clay impression on those shots, because normally Moody's kind of like a standstill dude, get his shot up, but he's coming off and he's hitting it in stride. Love
and
to
you can
see,
see his confidence growing.
Exactly.
As once the shot came back, you can't really, and right. You don't want him to like get out of rhythm again because he's not playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew his shot was going to come back. I was just like, look at my guy Moody. His shot came back. Andrew, I said, all you DEIs that was talking shit.
Anyway, listen, it was deservedly so. Wiggins was killing me.
No, it wasn't deservedly so.
Yeah, it was.
No, it was not.
It was.
There's one thing to be like, yeah, you know, Wiggs' play like has not been good, but
yeah,
there should have been an acknowledgement of, look, we understand that he's going through something. It's hurting the team, though. But it was not that. It was just, Wiggs, trade him.
I was very close to the line of get him up out of here. I may have said, get him up out of here.
I know.
I can't take it anymore.
I know. And that's why you and Justin get side eyes for me along with the rest of the fan base. Because I hope that y'all never go through something in life and need empathy.
First of all, I was empathetic. I don't need to be blinded to where it's just like, you gotta sit down.
I'm just saying.
You gotta sit down, Andrew.
Okay, then. But that's not on Andrew. That's on the coach. That's on the coach.
He got sat down. Yeah, he sat him down.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But it's just like, y'all all mad at him. It's like, bro, his father's sick. The fuck.
You know, we won't relitigate this. We can move forward because guess what?
We're, because they don't know about our private conversations. But yeah, I'm calling out you, Justin, and the rest of Dub Nation because y'all lack fucking empathy.
Yep. Here we are. But I am empathetic.
I didn't hear empathy. Not what I heard. So I, who continue to support Wiggs and continued not to go in on him, I deserve to cheer him on and speak to him, but y'all don't.
Oh, okay.
I want to see the apology form. Like, that's what I need to be seeing from y'all.
I ain't signing nothing.
Okay. Well, don't speak about 22 then. Keep 22's name out your mouth.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, really.
Okay.
I'll tell Justin too. He hiding tonight. Here I was coming back and he was like, oh, I don't hear Nat's mouth about Andrew. So I'm playing, guys. Okay.
No, she's not. She's serious. Just kidding.
I'm serious about their slander about Andrew, but not serious about him hiding from me. Anyway, so yeah, you know, I will stay in the spirit of happiness. So I won't go on a whole rant, but I will say Steve Kerr basically doing everything that we've been calling for him to do and being heralded as like, you know, like, what are we doing? That's all I'm going to say. Because it's like, oh, yeah, the lineup of Draymond and Trace. Oh, yeah, word. Okay. I could have swore, you know, we said play him, play Moses, play Kuminga. I could have swore these were things that were all said, you know.
Yeah, it takes
people. Bring Clay back to the starting lineup. Like, you know, us fans, us people that never played, you know, pro ball, we don't know what we're talking about. We don't know. Allowing him to take a majority of the season to figure it out and do it. should be applauded.
We're here now.
To criticize, because I felt like y'all were more willing to criticize Andrew Wiggins than the coach. Just asking. I'm just clarifying.
No, I disagree.
You disagree with your part.
With we were more inclined to criticize Andrew more so than Kerr. He got his fair shake of criticism
from me,
and from you for sure. Oh, for sure, hands down. No argument here with that.
I don't like all your for sure and all the what you're doing right now.
But you know, and Andrew got his, Kerr got his. When it was where I felt like, all right, I can't take it anymore. This is it.
Why did you need it to be so bad for you to get to that point?
I give people grace. You see,
except that? Andrew Wiggins.
No, I gave him grace. I gave Andrew some grace.
I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. I must have missed it.
I guess so.
I must have missed that part. Because I don't remember seeing it.
It's but okay. You know.
All good. We move on. I'm looking to see if there's any updates. So that's all. That's the only reason I'm looking down. I'm not ignoring you. But yeah, you know. We move on. We move on.
All NBA Warriors, you are now tuned into Golden Spaces with Nat, Justin, and Karima.
So, let's talk about, well, anyway, let's just maybe a little bit talk quickly about, they have a game tomorrow, back to back, another game with Mavs, right?
We
so,
do.
Do we think that they're winning that game, Karima?
Well, I always go in believing that we will win every game. Okay. And I will stick with that. Mm-hmm. I definitely think that this one's going to be even more of a challenge because it's a back-to-back, but also the fact that we beat the Mavs so recently and the Mavs are going to try to do a whole... They ain't gonna beat us in our own home, blah, 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 blah. So I think it's gonna be a little bit more heightened. But
and they're also trying to move up in the standings.
Right, and they just beat the Hawks. So I think that's who they played, if my memory serves me.
They played tonight too, though, right?
Yeah. So back-to-back I feel like, right. Home. Which I feel like that could also work in our favor.
Wow.
Just because I think Luka doesn't do so well on back to
back. Are you guessing that or did you like that?
No, I just feel like that because I just feel it. I just feel it. Just exactly the energy and all that. I just feel like, but of course, he'll probably be even more energized because we just beat them and everything. And he's going to probably try to show us up or whatever. But I feel like we've got just a better chance going in there now, coming off of our win and everything. And I think we keep our defense like it's been. We've really got a great shot to shut them down. Oh, look at that. See?
Look at that. Oh my goodness.
But what do you think? How are you feeling about us going into Dallas? Do you feel like there's a win in there, or do you think that this is a hiccup and you've already scheduled this as a loss?
Well, I don't do scheduled L's either. I think they can win. I don't know if they will, and I don't have a feeling right now. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been playing good basketball right now. I didn't get it. Excuse me. Is Kuminga coming back tomorrow?
That is the projected like goal. He had a like a little scrimmage or a good workout or something earlier today.
But I thought it was reported he'd and be then, back for Houston, and then he wasn't back for Houston.
Right. They said after like the warm-up and everything right before the game, it was kind of like, let's give it another. Let's hold out on this one. And they're looking like he should be returning for tomorrow's game. So I guess we'll see how he warms up before the game. And then maybe game time decision type of deal. So we'll see. And then that will be another, you know, added layer. Because
I was going to say, I think the addition of Kuminga on the second night of a back-to-back is sort of like an X factor. Because yes, they didn't have him in the last game. So we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. And Kuminga's going to be so like pumped to like get out there. You miss that many games. You're just kind of just like antsy or whatever and want to get out there and do some good. So, I'm actually looking forward to that part of it because the Mavs didn't get to see Kuminga like that in the last game in this like new look of the Warriors type of deal. So that just adds another wrinkle in there to be like, oh shoot, wait, now we got to figure out what we're doing with him, you know? So yeah.
Well, look, you know, I think it's like a pick 'em, honestly. I mean, I'm sure they won't be favored. I don't even know if the Warriors were favored when Dallas came to them in that at home.
What? I felt like we were.
I wonder, Greg, producer Greg.
Was it like 2.5?
For us, or the something? Game they just played, and let us know. But I know they won't be favored going to Dallas. But I think they can win. So no, it's not a scheduled L to me, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I want them to win. I'm hoping they win. So
I think just feeding off of
just not tonight. That was when they played Dallas. I don't know the odds you just sent me, Greg. I see you say they were -3.5, but was that, what is that for? He'll let us know. I love our producer. He's so good.
But what I'm saying is that I just feel like the energy is so good. And I think they're just like, hey, we can compete with these guys. You know, they're thinking that, oh, they're just going to walk on the court and like steamroll over us. But no, you got another thing coming because we out here trying to get this dub.
These odds makers are so disrespectful to the Warriors. So if they were minus 0.5, not even like a full point, which is basically like a pick 'em. Like it's no real.
Oh, okay.
So okay. They, and usually like, even when it's a few points, they're not really, it's just like you give that to the
home team. The type home. Of deal.
So the fact that it's was a minus .5, right? Like, they weren't even giving us the 3 points, you know? So, so yeah. They were basically saying they thought Dallas definitely had a good chance to come in and win. However, for the Warriors, it's a +5.5. Like, that's mad disrespectful. Cause they didn't even give us that, you know?
I was way wrong. Look, I was way wrong.
Listen, I feel like right now the Warriors are definitely, their defense is much better right now. I think they've heard all the chatter. They take it disrespectfully. Mm-hmm. And so anything to give themselves like an edge.
And Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we'll see. It's going to be very hard. You know, it's old guys on a back-to-back. So you really hope, like, Moody can step up and have a big game, which he has before in Dallas.
Yep. That's true.
Wiggs, for whatever reason, just loves playing against the Mavs. And you hope Jonathan Kuminga can give them a boost, you know? You hope the young guys can really carry, and hopefully Karima's feelings are correct and Luka struggled. No clue if that's true, but let's just hope.
No clue. Not one bit, but hey, sounds kind of good.
Okay, so let's just talk real quick standings, okay? Shall we?
We shall.
So I'm looking. We're
still in a good spot. Look.
For all NBA Warriors, you are now tuned into Golden Spaces with Nat, Justin, and Karima.
All right. So, I mean, look, first of all, I mean, hold on, let me look at the Warriors schedule.
Ooh, but Sacramento dropped to 8 now. Mm-hmm. That's who it's like, I think they're going to be, they can be caught. With their injuries and stuff, and with their schedule coming up, I don't think they've got an easy one.
All right, one thing at a time, Missy.
One step ahead.
So after Dallas, they have Utah, then they have the Lakers. Now, the Lakers' schedule is, like, really easy. Like, they just don't have a lot of games that they should lose.
Mm-hmm.
So our next two games are Mavs-Utah before they see the Lakers again. The Cavaliers come into LA, but today's what? Thursday. Mm-hmm. The Lakers aren't playing again until Saturday. So they have two nights off, and they have the Cavaliers, although that they have back-to-back on Saturday and Sunday. So the game, it is two games at home. But they have Cavaliers coming, two nights off of rest. They probably beat the Cavs, but then the Timberwolves will be there. They are without Kat, but there's a chance they could drop that game. So in a worst-case scenario, if the Warriors lose to the Mavs, but they beat Utah and they go to L.A., and if LA also loses one of their games this weekend, then the Warriors are still one game back of LA, but then you'd be playing LA. So if you beat LA, which will be hard, but if you beat LA,
still doable.
Mm-hmm. You won, win the tie break over them.
Yes.
And you guys would have the same record, but because you have the tie break.
We're ahead of them.
So that's, you know, what to pay attention to. Because then after that, like, after they play the Warriors, their final two games are Grizzlies and Pelicans. Now, for both of those games, they're on the road. They're going to beat the Grizzlies, but Pelicans, potentially. And it also depends on if the Pelicans have something to play for, but the Lakers could also be playing for something. I think teams are going to have something to play for. But there's just not many. There's just not many on the calendar left that look like games that the Lakers will lose. Now, the Kings, on the other hand.
Yeah.
The Clippers helped them out the other night by resting guys and losing. They have Celtics. Kings at Celtics. Kings at... They'll probably lose that.
Yeah.
Kings at Nets. I would say W. Kings at Thunder. If SGA is back, they probably lose that. Pelicans at Kings. Suns at Kings. Kind of want both teams to lose there. And then... So, yes. The Kings... are the biggest they can potentially drop. But right now, the Kings would need to drop. They would need to drop three games. And the Warriors, if they lose something, they can't. Because it would take three games to overtake them is really my point.
Got it. Okay.
Kings also own the tiebreak. So even though you're only two losses back, they own the tiebreak. So you really need three.
Really, three. Got it.
The Pelicans right now, are they still playing without Brandon Ingram?
Yes. I'm almost positive. And they just took a L as well to... Who did they just that I was like
Orlando, but that's not that crazy to me. But again, I think that's because they were without
Ingram.
They're without Brandon Ingram, and I don't know when he's due back. So that puts them at risk. So, but those teams have to basically lose most of their remaining games.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's realistic. I think the Kings are just depleted, but the Pelicans, they still have Zion. I mean, okay, so they both secure playoff spots tonight, but I don't really care about that. We're just wondering because they can all still drop to the play-in,
right?
So when you say they secured playoff spots, Greg, you just mean that they, because they can still fall to the play-in. So you just mean that they're not in danger of falling out of that. Is that what you mean? Okay, yes, correct. Our producer is talking to us. So I know that everyone keeps talking about like moving up. I think we have to discuss whether it really is better to move up. Like, and what I mean by that is, I don't really believe so much in the Warriors are playing better on the road. I mean, their record is like better.
Yeah.
but I don't just like last year, I didn't believe in they no longer knew how to win games on the road.
Right, right.
I also don't believe in they don't know how to win games at Chase. Right. So mm-hmm. I'm going to still lean on having home court is better, but the only benefit in getting to eight is that you get two chances to kind of win, to win.
Yes.
And if you get to nine, you have home court, but you still only get one. You only like one loss knocks you out, but you still have to win two games.
Yeah.
And so, yes, the Suns also don't have an easy schedule, even though they've won two in a row now. They don't have an easy remaining schedule either. So the question is, if they, who do you want those two games to be against? You know, if it's that. I mean, if they're in the 7 or 8 spot, I don't think that they're getting to 7. I think 8 is sort of feasible.
Well, but that's why it's still important that we win out, because you want to. You of want course, to yeah. at least be able to, if you could grab that 8th spot, you want to be in that spot.
For sure.
To give yourself just a little bit more opportunity if it comes to that, you know?
For sure. I mean, in the ideal world, you want, I think in the ideal world, to be honest, and I'm not just saying it because like, it's not a like fair thing. And the Warriors and like the Lakers are not a great matchup for the Warriors. They're not. Mm-mm. But I think you want it where the Lakers and Golden State can't eliminate each other.
Yeah.
So, right. So one of the teams needs to be in the 7-8. Right. Like that's what I'm saying. Because at this point, especially with Sack missing his guys, they just need to not make the playoffs. Like, no disrespect, but no one's trying to see, like, Sacramento without, you know, Monk, they're missing Herter.
Herter.
They're not going to do anything in the postseason. So it's just like, I know they don't want to hear that and they're still fighting for it, but it's just like, no one's really trying to see that. So, but there's still one other team that has to get knocked out. And that's going to either be, that could put, like, I think Dallas is going to remain in the top five, but from 6 to 10, one, like two of those teams have to get knocked out. I think Sacramento should be one of them. And then who is it? Like, you probably say Pelican, so you still have like Kevin Durant, but you have the Suns, you have the Lakers, you have the Warriors. Can one of those guys miss the playoffs? I mean, it's happened in recent years, right? The Warriors.
Yeah, but
LeBron has missed. But
it's just so congested here. It's just going to be tough. Like, I don't know. And it's going to be tough because I don't think Ingram is back yet and everything. So New Orleans could fall even more. You don't know, but
he's just back next week, late in the week.
Okay. That's
the, and oh, Clippers are up now on Denver. They were losing 70-62. I say that's interesting, yeah, because the one spot. See, that's the other thing about placing and where you want to land.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to land not in the same bracket as Denver.
With Denver. Exactly.
So that's the thing about this seeding, right? Like, everyone keeps thinking like Denver's just going to have the one seed, but they may not have the one seed because, I mean, if SGA comes back soon, because like if Denver drops this game, I think OKC moves back to two. They may not because they have one more win right now over mm-hmm. OKC, but I think once OKC gets to a 53, like let's say Denver right now, they're 53-23. If they drop to 53-24, OKC would be 52-24. But I believe once OKC gets to 53, I believe they own the tiebreaker over Denver. I believe.
Okay.
So they would go to two and Denver would drop back down to three. And then Minnesota would be in the number one spot and OKC still can get to the one spot as well. Mm-hmm. But Minnesota owns, I know they own the tie break over OKC as well. So right now you have many Denver or OKC that are in the one that can get the one. Now, I think if it's Minnesota or OKC that's in the one spot, you want the eight. You want
right.
the eight seed, right?
Right.
And that also puts you in a different bracket than
right.
Denver. But if Denver ends up being the one, I don't think you want the eight seed. You want the seven. Yeah.
Okay, but I hear that.
I know you can't plan. I know you can't right. plan for it. But I'm just saying.
But I don't like messing with stuff like that. I'm like.
But I'm not messing with it. I'm not saying yeah. like.
No,
I'm not even suggesting that they do it. I'm just saying you don't want that outcome.
Right, right. But for me, I'm always just like, listen, just win and wherever it falls.
Right,
it
but falls, that's what I'm saying. And- but I'm just, we're on the same page with that. We're not on different
okay.
pages with that.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that you don't want that to happen.
Right.
And so when everyone keeps saying they want to move up and they want to get here, I'm like, that's not, my whole point is like, that's not necessarily advantageous. Like, moving, the mm-hmm. only benefit in moving up is really to try to have more than one chance. But I feel like a lot of people are operating from this assumption that, like, I don't know what they're doing. Like, I guess you want a chance to secure 7 or 8. You want that chance. And to do that, you have to at least get to the 8th spot. Sorry.
Right.
Did not mean to turn myself off. So that's really the only reason. But then once you get there, it gets tricky. Like, of course, the Warriors are going to say they don't care who they face and you got to face whoever. But ideally, you don't want to face Denver early. And you do. And I'm saying that not because I don't think the Warriors can beat Denver. I do think they can. And I think that those games were close and various like factors contributed to why they didn't win. But I think you need the team together playing whole for a little bit. And you want like Trace and some of the young guys to kind of get a little playoff experience first. Like, I feel like, so for me, it's not about like, oh, it's Denver and avoid them, because no matter what, people are still saying, oh, the Warriors will lose to Denver, right? Everyone thinks that. So it's not, it's not about that. It's about the fact that I want to give the team time to have cohesion.
Time to, right. Kind of get in a groove before we take on a gauntlet.
And by the way, none of those matchups will be easy. Minnesota, even without Karl Towns, is not easy. OKC still wouldn't be easy. So, you know, the whole, like, let's move up thing, I'm just like, maybe. I'm just not there. I'm just not there with everyone else. And also, I think that it's going to still be very, very, very hard to do it. But the only team that does have a chance of dropping several games, I think, are the Kings.
Right. Okay, so you're saying all of that, but then I feel like, so if we're still at 10, you're still good with that.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, they're all playing spots. Right. So the only difference is that you have one chance versus two chances. I think, like, if they're at 10 and the Kings are at 9, are you worried about that? And when I say worried, I don't mean like that the Kings still can't win. It happened, like Memphis did it. But I'm more comfortable with that than I am with the Lakers at 9.
Yes. That I'm in complete agreement.
And so that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes it may not be better to move up. Let the Lakers move up. And they, you know, because they can go and they might secure this. Because if the Lakers play the Pelicans, they might beat the Pelicans. And so then they secure the 7th spot. And so if the Warriors do beat, let's say, like the Kings, and then the Warriors have to play the Pelicans, okay, now you got to beat the Pelicans, right? And you may or may not, but the point is, like, I don't mind a matchup versus the Kings and the Pelicans versus, you know, the Lakers. They can beat the Lakers, but the Lakers are a tricky matchup for them.
Right.
That's all.
I mean, it's
not necessarily beneficial to move up. That's really my point. You try to win, though. I'm not saying to lose games or advocate for that, but I'm just saying the way that everyone's just like, we got to move up. I'm like, I'm looking at where all the standings are and where teams are, and I'm thinking of the multiple different outcomes, and I'm like, this is not necessarily advantageous, but of course, you try to win every game, and then where it falls. But I just want people to sort of think through all the different scenarios.
I hear you. I do.
I mean, I'm just saying.
No. You're saying, listen, it's fine and dandy to move up, but look what's on the other side of that. Yet it's one of those catch-22s, because it's like, we don't want to drop any games yet.
Once they have the ability to get to the top 6, to me, it's just like, just make sure you make the play-in.
Yes. So, but that's where it's just like.
Right. Like, I don't.
Can't be out here losing and stuff.
Right. But they're going to make the play-in. So where they end up in the play-in, like, we're just like, oh, we got to move up. Do they? That's all I'm saying. Like, I don't know that they do. I just think they need to make the play-in. When they had the chance to get to 5 or 6, I was like, yeah. But those couple of games that they blew, that, like, sort of did it. You know,
Yeah.
Or I should say when Steph got injured, that sort of did it. So once they lost the opportunity to go to 5 or 6, then to me, it's just like, just make the play-in. Make the play-in. And then it's just like a continuation of the regular season. You got to win 2 more games. And the way they've been on the road this year, I'm not necessarily that mad that you got to play games on the road. I'm just saying. Except for Staples, because we know
Steph. But we beat them in Staples last time.
We did, but that was the first time in a long time. And
it happened.
And no, it's not impossible. Look, when they played Lakers before in the play-in, they just lost on a Bron like 3-point at the end. It wasn't. And I think if your boy Kerr doesn't rest Steph and Draymond for that little extended time on the bench, they probably win that game. You disagree?
No, I've put it out of my mind because I do not like to relive that, because I still see that freaking shot and it annoys me. And I can't unsee it now. Thank you, Nat. Thank you for that.
The mistakes were made before the shot. You do understand.
Yeah. Yes. But still, that shot annoys me.
Not have sat Steph and Drake.
Right. For the extended time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make sure that we're in agreement that that was.
We are in agreement.
Okay. Okay. So it's not that I think, again, that they can't. Every time they play the Lakers, it's a close game, right?
Even when
the Lakers beat. So it's just, it's a tricky matchup.
Yes, it is.
And also you have the added Stephen, the way he likes to shoot in Staples. And so I just.
And the refs. Mm-hmm. I got you.
I would like to avoid that.
Yes. At all costs.
That's all. I would like to avoid it. So anyway, I don't have anything else to talk about.
I don't either.
Okay.
We got the win. That's what we needed. We're still in Texas. We'll just be in Dallas. And let's hope we get this win again.
Yeah, for sure.
Let them know.
Hopefully keep it going. How great would it be if they finished the season like winning out?
Dope. Wonderful. Phenomenal.
Well, everyone, thank you for tuning in with me and Karima. I should probably let her close it out because, you know, she has a voice. Hello. Hello. Anyway. Anyways, no, but for real, y'all, thanks for tuning in with us. We hope that y'all are good. Quick vibe check. Where we at, Karima?
I'm at a 9. Okay.
I'm probably like
7.58. You're at a
7.5? 7.5 is solid.
It's kind of low.
I said a 7.58. I ain't at a 9, but.
Okay.
Really, really, really happy about what I'm seeing from the squad. So. Guys, thanks for tuning in with us. I hope that we kept you a little entertained. We appreciate the support always. Don't know who will be on next time. You might get Karima, might get Justin, might get me, might get all three of us. You might get producer Greg, but this is the family, and we appreciate you guys supporting us. So make sure you are following us on Twitter, or X rather, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, at Golden Spaces Pod. Make sure you tell a friend. Make sure you are leaving us a 5-star rating. Make sure you are leaving us a positive review. And make sure you are following 95.7 The Game's YouTube channel, where our shows are, if you want to visually watch us. And set those notifications so that way you get updated every time we drop an episode. We appreciate you. We thank you. Let's go, Dubs.
Yay. Let's get it. Peace.